All right, all right. Don't jog my arm, Anne. Yes, there he goes. My word, he's scared. He's still bolting at top speed. I hope he doesn't run into a tree. No, he just missed that one. Oh, now he's come to a gate. A high gate.
The others had now lost sight of the horse and were hanging on to every word of Dick's. Timmy was so excited, he began to bark, sensing the general excitement. George shushed him, fearing to lose something that Dick said.
He's over the gate. What a jump, oh, what a jump!
Let me have the glasses back.
Here you are.
Now he's galloping down the road. Oh, I can't see him. Oh, yes, there he is again. He's come to the stream. He's over it. Cleared it beautifully. Away he goes. Up Rilling Hill. Now he's going more slowly. He must be absolutely puffed. He's gone into a field of corn. My word, the farmer won't like that. And now, good gracious, he must be lying down in the corn. I can't see him anymore.
George switched the glasses to the hillside where the horses had been exercising. What a commotion! The grooms were talking excitedly, pointing here and there, evidently at a loss to know where Thunderalong had gone.
I'm afraid this is the end of our picnic. As long as Thunderalong is in the field of corn, resting, he's safe. But if he goes off again, anything may happen. We've got to report our news at once. And Dick, you'd better bike as fast as you can to that cornfield. Maybe the horse will still be there.
Dick ran to where he had left his bicycle and leapt on it. The others went to theirs, too, and soon they were riding off to Kirin to report their news to the police, who would at once get in touch with the stables. Dick planned out his way as he went. What would be the best way to get quickly to Rilling Hill? He soon made up his mind and cycled along at top speed. It seemed a long way, but at last he was cycling up the hill to where he hoped to find the field of corn. He was so out of breath that he had to get off his bicycle and walk. He came to the field gate and looked in cautiously at the corn. He could see no horse at all, and no wonder, for he would be lying down. He thought aloud.
I'll have to tread in carefully. I can see the way he trod, where the corn is flattened.
So in he went, only to hear a furious voice yelling at him from the gate behind him.
Oi, come out of that corn! Come out at once!
It was the farmer, red with anger. Dick didn't like to yell back, in case he frightened the horse. So he pointed urgently into the field and went carefully on.
You wait, I'll get my stick to you!
Suddenly, Dick saw the horse. It lay in the corn, ears pricked, eyes rolling. Dick stopped.
Well, old beauty. Well, you magnificent thing, Thunderalong. Do you know your name? Poor boy, how frightened you were. Come now, come. There's a good boy. You're safe. Come along with me.
To his surprise and delight, the great horse stood up and flicked his ears to and fro, watching Dick carefully. Then he whinnied a little and stepped towards him. The boy took hold of the reins gently and dared to rub the velvety nose. Then he led the horse carefully out of the corn. The farmer stood staring in amazement at the magnificent creature.
Why, isn't that Lord Daneron's horse? Did he bolt?
Yes. Keep my bike for me, will you? I must take the horse while he's quiet. I expect as soon as the owners know where he is, they'll send a horse box. I'll lead him up and down the lane for a little, till they come.
It wasn't long before a great horse box drove slowly up the lane, and Thunderalong's own groom came to pet him and lead him quietly into it. He ran his eyes over the horse carefully.
No damage done. Thank goodness you had glasses with your boy and saw where he went. My word, you did well to get him.
As soon as the horse box had gone down the hill, Dick jumped on his bicycle and rode away. He soon met the others riding towards him, anxious to know what had happened. Timmy was running beside them.
The horse was all right. I got him, and there's not a scratch on him. My word, what a bit of luck we had this morning looking through your glasses, George. What do you say, Timmy?
He says it's the kind of thing that would happen to the famous five.
And of course, she was quite right.